Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, and this is episode 200. 200. I'm dancing here for joy. Yes, yes, yes. One day I'll be saying episode 1000, and that one I was somersault. That one is a somersaulting one. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. And we are personalizing Psalm 91, isn't it? Verse 10, there shall no evil befall you. This is the prophetic word over your head. This is what God is. This is the word of prophecy. The Bible says this is the sure word of prophecy. The word of God. You don't have to go and pay any money. You don't have to see a prophet before. Now this is it. And so we're talking about King Hezekiah, isn't it? King Hezekiah went to the prophet Isaiah, spread it before the Lord as he did, and then he sent a message, said, listen, something evil is happening to us. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, said, you wait for me. I will be back. I am going to quench my fire, and I'll come back for you, Jerusalem. I'll cut off your head. He said to them, you will drink your own piss, and you will eat your own dung. But listen to what Isaiah said to King Hezekiah. That is 2 Kings 19. That's where we are. Verse 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah saying, what did he say? What was the prophetic word from Isaiah? What is the prophetic word? Listen. That saith the Lord God of Israel. That saith the Lord God of Israel to you. To you, Tony. That saith the Lord God of Israel. To you, Augustina. That saith the Lord God of Israel. To you, Gina. That saith the Lord God of Israel. To you, Toyin. That saith the Lord God of Israel. To you, Ade. That saith the Lord God of Israel. To you, Mattinson. That saith the Lord God of Israel. To you, Valerie. That saith, this is what the Lord God is saying. And what is he saying? Listen. That which thou hast prayed to me. Have you done any prayer? Have you prayed? The question is yes or no. Have you prayed? He said, you prayed against Sennacherib, king of Assyria. Have you prayed against something? Have you prayed against some disease? Have you prayed against some sickness? Have you prayed against some debt? Is the bank repossessing your building or your office or your property? Or there is a court case? Or what is it? What is it? Is it something about your child? Is there something that you have struggled with all your life? You were just tired. You prayed against it. You have prayed against death. You have prayed against death. The doctor's verdict, medical verdict, you prayed against it. You've seen a certain trend in your family, you've seen a certain trend. Something is happening. Something is going wrong, is going evil, is going bad. He says, if you prayed against it, then listen. God says, I have heard. I have heard. Now listen, when I give you the scripture, the best thing you can do is to open it for yourself. Open to 2 Kings 19 verse 20 and read it for yourself, whichever version you have, and read it. It says, I have heard. Listen, when the Creator himself says to you, I have heard. When the one who loves you and gave his life for you, the one who came did not hesitate, but he died even before you were born. He had died. He had done all this great work for you. He says to you today, I have heard. He says, I have heard. Whatever you prayed about, and especially if you prayed against something, against a life-threatening disease, against a something that is trying to disgrace you, disgrace your family, disgrace, ruin you, ruin your ministry, ruin your name, your reputation, scandalize you, whatever it is. Group MD is coming for your head. They put up something against you. You're going to face a disciplinary committee. What is it? If you prayed against something, listen, then this is the prophetic word to you. God says, I have heard. And that is where you stop worrying. This is where you drop it. Drop every worry. Drop it. Now, drop it. You will not worry your pretty head over anything again. Worry stops. It stops here. You're blessed. Bye.